We're going to hear the Sos Emes, a few pieces from Sos Emes. This is called last minute preparation. There should be sheets, but you got to copy it. So I want to start with the bottom left piece. Binyan Skiris Miriam. It's Mamash Oli at the end of the parasha. We have the story of the Maaseh of Miriam. So the Mashiach is Yitzias Mitzrayim. I mean, this took place as Klal Yisrael was on the way to Eretz Yisrael. They did leave Mitzrayim, but that seems to be the Dovret Stodi. It doesn't seem to be intrinsic to the Maaseh. So the Pasuk in Devarim, when it tells you that there's a mitzvah to remember what the Kodesh Baruch Hu did to Miriam, so indicating that the Yitzias Mitzrayim is integral to the Maisa, what's the Shaykhus? Okay. So this is a common theme in the Sos Emes, is that Kodesh's Kodesh is Bepeh. Chazal talk about this. Chazal, Parshas Balak, Rashi brings that Bilam was asked, "What's the how they work?" He says that their kerach is bepeh, the kerach of their leader Moshe is bepeh, their kerach is bepeh. Ki neho adam kolam idamim tzumeh chay medaber, but kolam yesh tarov is teber raka noida. All of the elements which exist in the person is idamim tzumeh chay medaber. There's elements of ra. Achein bechinas adibur shu ahevel shadam. The hevel itself is because it's nothing. It doesn't. It's hevel is just not. What comes out is just nothing. So that itself indicates that there's no mokum of a chiz of ra in the hevel itself. So the dibur which comes out is not. It doesn't have a terebus of ra in a be'etzim. It's the reason why Klai says kechem a peh. He says it's because the peh has a mila, the be'etzim, it's not a mokum of ra b'chlal. The peh itself, be'etzim, it only has toiv. That's shal the posuk, zeshikosuv, and tzadah shen chamei ra, lasher ein bo ra be'etzim. You have to be shemrit from ra because it doesn't have ra to start with. And when you open your, you can put ra into it, but it doesn't have ra be'etzim. Okay, Masha Amar Chazal, the mitzvah of the guptayv mishtika, shal yedei shmiras ahevel, and now nischazik sa the toiv shibotam. So the Chofetz Chaim brings interesting piece in Chofetz Chaim. In the Hakdama, he says that chil, in terms of the chil Hashem, there's different elements of chil Hashem. This is one of the elements of chil Hashem is a person does a veir which there's no time for be'etzim. Just does it because he doesn't care. So that's a chil Hashem. That's a chil Hashem because that you're totally disregarding Kodesh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. So he says, therefore, Moshe Lashon Hara, where there's no taiva, nobody has any taiva for to speak Lashon Hara, right? There's no desire to speak Lashon Hara. So the person does it because he doesn't care. That creates, that's a chil Hashem. Another chil Hashem, he talks about this chil Hashem because people see him doing an aveira, the person's adam chashim, etc. So the Velt has a kasha in its Chofetz Chaim, it's a Shrech Chofetz Chaim, because the Maisa, we all know that there's a tremendous time in the Lashon Hara, right? You know, the people say, I'm not the Lashon Hara, I just happen like, Bergov the guy, they get a point. No, I have a time in the Lashon Hara. What's he saying? I'm doing it, but I really have no time for it, I have no desire at all. I do, because Baruch Hashem, you know, listen, I don't really care about your mitzvahs. Right? What's he saying? There's a guy in Mishlei, the Gaon of Mishlei says that that the Baruch Hu created the greatest mitzvah is Liman HaTorah, which is the kach of using the peh to be able to be Liman HaTorah, and that creates, and there's a concept of Schar mitzvah. Every time you do a mitzvah, you're mechazik, you create a ruach, he says. And that rule that you create is not comfortable, it doesn't rest until it replicates itself. So the person learns Torah, he gets a time to learn more Torah. The person learns more Torah, he gets a time to learn more Torah. So that creates a ruach which is pulling the person towards something. Hayois, that's a koach of peh. So zel uma zebra lekin, it has to be a koach of tumah, which is the opposite of that. So the greatest koach of tumah is the tumah of speaking lashon hara. The word betalim. He says, and that also creates a ruach, and that ruach has the exact same schar veira veira, that if a person does it once, that ruach which he generates through doing it is not able to rest, doesn't can't until it pushes the person to do it again. I think you see the musig of a person starts a conversation which he really doesn't want to start, but once he starts, it's much more difficult to get out of the conversation once you're in it already. Just one more thing. The ruach doesn't sit still. And when the person stops, let's do it again. I think that's be yisrael, that's the concept of addictions. I think it's rooted in this going, about this concept of the going. It says, but were it not for this ruach which it generates, there's no time of be'etzim. There's no time of be'etzim for using the peh for ra. Once you use it, once it's a person is sherman the peh from ra, there'd be no such time. There's no terrorism of ra in be'etzim. Elamai what? We do it, so every time you do it, the Gaon says, so you're mechazik, that ruach, it generates this ruach, which wants to do it again and again and again and again. So the tavor becomes overpowering. So the person has this desire to do that. But it's not be'etzim in that concept. The Rambam says according to the Torah, what's the correct seder of the brachas? We say in the morning, some people say the brachas, they say Berachos HaTorah, they say Al Tisadayim, Sheyatzar, Berachos HaTorah, then Elokai Neshama. So he says it could be, it's better, the correct order should be Al Tisadayim, Sheyatzar, Elokai Neshama, and then Berachos HaTorah. It's a Berachos Simuchel Chaberta. Toysis stands with, if it's not a Simuchel Chaberta, why isn't it Maskel B'Boruch? Toysis brings some Rishonim and says it's not Maskel B'Boruch because it's not, it doesn't need to be Simuchel Chaberta. It doesn't need a bracha to start with, because it's Betzim HaShebach, it's not a Bakasha. But the Rambam says the correct way to do it is to do it as Simuchel Chaberta. So you should be Maskel L'Kan HaShama to Asher Yitzhar. So he says that if you look at the bracha of L'Kan HaShama is a bracha on the Neshama. The bracha of Asher Yitzhar is a bracha on the Guf. The Mokum in between is the bracha of Refecho Basor Mafli Lasois. So the mafli lasois, the biggest pella, is the Bershom's act of being mechaber a goof to an neshama to a goof. It doesn't seem to be logical in any way, shape, or form that whether a person eats should define where his neshama is. A person doesn't eat, so the neshama leaves him. What does the neshama do with eating? He says, but the main place where you see the chibur of the neshama to the goof is in the kayach of dibur, because dibur betzim is a physical maisa. It uses physical parts of the body, but the result is totally ruchni. There's nothing physical about the result, and the ability of a human being to express the world of ruchnius in the world of gashmius, that's the biggest power. So an animal also, it grunts and it makes sounds, etc. But what it's expressing is not ruchti is. It's expressing goof. So that the pella of dibur, the chiddush of the medaber of the adam, is that animal also has the element of dibur, but that's already, we said that's the chai. The dibur is, the chiddush of dibur is that there's a shaykh, there's ability to use klei goof to express neshama. That was what Kleisol, that was Betzim what Kleisol got by Yitzhak Mitzrayim. That's, the Sosemis talks about Pesach was that when Kleisol was freed, the Peh was now able to speak. It's like one of his themes a tremendous amount of times. This idea that the Kayach of expressing Ruchnius through Gashmius is the Chiddush of the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach Betzim is a fellow Pelet Gazach. The Ritzadok points out that the Korban Pesach was the first korban which was eaten. Till then, all korbanos which were brought were all oilless. The first time that's a musik that a korban should be eaten is the korban pesach, and the korban pesach is not so much to be eaten. Ikra din of the korban pesach is achila. By stomach korban, if the basar is missing, you mark of the korban, you do the dam, you put the emurim on the mizbech, and that's it. By korban pesach, if there's nothing to eat, there's no basar, you don't say, well, we'll do the dam, and we'll do the evorim on the mizbech, and that we don't do it because ikra pesach is achila. So what's the chiddush about that? It means that Klai Yisrael was able to take Ruchnius, and their Gashmius can be a mokum for Ruchnius. Korban is Ruchnius, and they're going to eat it. They're the Mizbeach. And the Achila is done through the Peh. So when Klai Yisrael, at the moment, the Peh saw was that the Guf should be able to express Ruchnius, means that the Guf itself is now Nisala to a world, it's a mokum Ruchni also. So that was what you see. Mitzrayim did for Klal Yisrael, and that's what Yisrael of a path. Throughout all of our mitzvahs, we always have mitzvah achila, but our achila has to be achila. When we use peh for achila, it's the achila that we're able to express ruchnius through gashmius, even in achila. The ikur makom that is obviously it's not the ikur makom. The ikur makom is the chiddush of dibur. So the chesaron of lashon hara is I take the kli in the person, which is the most sensitive kli, most powerful kli that he has to create to the world of ruchnius. Be'etzim, it's not ra be'etzim, and a person abuses that and makes it a mokum, which medafka is the opposite. It's a terrible thing. It's like you're taking the crown that the melech gave you, and you're using it as a hechatimsa to sell the jewels and fund a rebellion against the king. And that's basically what it is. That's the chiddush. That's the problem. So we have to remember what Miriam did when the B'tzeisim and Mitzrayim, as we're leaving this world of Mitzrayim, we're leaving that world of these chesronos. There was an abuse of that. That's something you have to remember. Number one. The top left. So it's the quote from Rashi Miyachalin of Basur. So Rashi says, "Aloha yolehem miknavav." So they had. What are they asking for Basur? They have a tremendous amount of mikna. So what was this that they were complaining about? Miyachalin of Basur. Where we can get meat from? Rashi Mavaksham Alila. Rashi says they were looking for an excuse. But the Chazal doesn't answer the question. Like, okay, we found that, you know, an alila is, you find a hechatimsa, which, you know, from the outside looks like a good taina. And it's all an excuse for to be able to get across your message. But there's no good taina. Over here, Betzim, there's no good taina because they had Basur. The Alshuk says that Klai Yisrael was misava for taiva. Means Klai Yisrael did not have taiva, and they desired to have taiva. So they're misava to have taiva. Means right now they're Klai Yisrael, Klai Yisrael had risen above taiva. Chesh Yitzhahara, through the Kabbalah Torah, etc., they've been freed from the Yitzhahara. Okay? And from that vantage point, there's no taiva in the person. So why do they want taiva? If you're if that's where you are in life, why would you want taiva? Chen hoya nir lehem, shenochen shi'i lehem taiva, mishiyiz kolas is nachas ruach, l'shem yisbarach ha'yedei sheyechlu b'kdusha af basar gashmi. I said, can you imagine to have a taiva for basar and eat it b'kedusha, use gashmius for ruchnius, even though you have a desire for gashmius? That's a kunz. That's an accomplishment. That would be a tremendous kiddush Hashem that Klai Yisrael could accomplish. But you can't accomplish that if you have no taiva. You know, a person who... person becomes ill and he loses all taste buds. So all food tastes like sand. So why does he eat? Because he knows he has to have strength to be able to eat. That's the only reason why he eats. If you read somewhere important when they first set the astronauts up in the 60s. So now they're more sophisticated. But they first set it up, they had a problem with gravity. So all the food was in a tube. So all food was basically a paste. So you had a tube which all meals were. You take a tube and you suck out a tube. That was breakfast. You suck out a tube, that's lunch. Russia could have made the world like that. Breakfast, okay? You set your alarm because remind you that X out the hours later you're going to eat lunch because you have no timer for that. But that what was the geschmack? Remember that they would have them on the radio. So they'd ask them if they ate they ate their meal because who has a chetz to eat a tube of toothpaste for supper. Okay, so but now the person has a taiva, so that's again sheet of the same shemai. The person has a taiva, and still he eats it b'kedusha, even though it's supposed to gashmi with a taiva. That's an accomplishment. The post says nafsheni yavesha. So they said nafsheni our nefesh is yavesh. Shalakaimo b'chol nafshecha. So we can't be fulfilled the halacha b'chol nafshecha. The word nefesh. Avraham Avinu says to the Bnei Ches, "Im yeshes nafshechem, if you so desire." So, word nefesh means desire, right? So, take all of your desires and give it to Hashem Baruch Hu. We don't have any desires. All the desires we have is to be next to Hashem Baruch Hu. We're lemalim yateva. Commercial because of medrash, b'chol nefesh, b'nefesh shebor lebucha. Every desire the Hashem has in you. You should take that and serve that to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Should bit to call the ritzonus to taiva l'shem yisborach. Take all of our different ritzonus, our ratzon, and our taiva, and give it to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Zelo hayo lehem shehayo lemalim mibichinas hanefesh. But they were above the madrega of nefesh. They had that was removed from them. So be'etz and l'char they came along with the gavaldigasor. This idea of this desire to have taiva as a chetim to be able to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, birotzen from the world of Gashmi. Now, this should sound familiar to us already. This is Adam-Rishon. Adam-Rishon had the same problem. Adam-Rishon had there was no ra inside of him. There was no welcome for taiva for him. Batsim. Right, and even because the pasuk says that he saw the kisav hulenayim. So Rashi says over there that it was a hechatimsa for haskol, etc. In other words, it spoke to him, not a majeg of taiva. So the majeg of this is a hechatimsa, and then the famous the has with the Rizal says he wanted to be able to come down to this world, serve Kadosh Baruch Hu from that, because that's a kiddush Hashem. So Klai Yisrael is coming along with the same thought process. So what was wrong? He says that's an expression of Ava. Batsim, this is a process, this is a hechatims of Ava. The human being is looking for a way to express his love to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I can be so removed and still reach out to you. That's an expression of human beings acting miskar of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But Yira dictates that you can't take a chance. Yira dictates it's not, but let's say you're not successful. So the pachad of the Yira of the potential of not being successful should prevent you from doing that. I would maybe rephrase it in the following way. The Mesillas Yesharim says, I think it's in Perek Yutes, talks about Chassidus. He says there's three expressions of Chassidus, and one of them is Yiras Chet. So we think of Yira, Betzim Yira is a steer. There's Ava and there's Yira. There's a cycle. Rama talks about the cycle of Ava, Yira, Ava, it goes back and forth. There's one type of Yira which Betzim all it is an expression of Ava. Imagine a couple gets married, right? And the tremendous feeling of love between the two spouses. one of the spouses has certain things which bother them very much. So the person will be very careful not to do those things. He's very, very concerned. He's fearful of doing those things. But why is he fearful of doing those things? Because those will compromise his ava. The ava is what pushes the yira. So chet, it says, is an act of creating a mechitza between a human being and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Every chet is a barrier. Yira's chet is, I love a Kadosh Baruch Hu so much, I don't want a barrier. I'm scared of the barrier. So I'm afraid of the chet, I'm afraid of what the damage the chet will do to my relationship. So yira's chet, betzim, all this is an expression of ava. Says, so you're looking for a hechet timsa to express your ava to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And you say, well, I can spend an ava to Kadosh Baruch Hu by being challenged and bringing myself close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, even in that situation. So I have a different way to do that. And that my way to do that is through the meat of Yira. But the Yira of Chas HaShem, what will be if it doesn't work? I can't take that chance because I don't want to be removed from my connection. He says, even though Lechera, overcoming the challenge, the Nisoyan, is a greater accomplishment in a certain sense. So Zadnikulagermaoksas. But there's an element of the person is gaining something from that. Kamisha Yorba Emis Laver Rotsan Hashem Yisbarach Merutza Yosef Pshitus. The true Yira says, I don't look at myself as playing any role in this picture. Even though I can accomplish more by overcoming the challenge and coming close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I can give a Kadosh Baruch Hu a tremendous expression of Ava through that, but there's a word I in there. There's an element of an I. I am creating that relationship. I am creating the condition. There's a word I involved in there. So there's an element of the Gemara means for himself. The reason why all the whole concept of challenges in this world is because a person eats something which is not his, is embarrassed to look at the person who gave, the one who gave it to him. And that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu creates these yearnas. So that's a gevaldige matana from Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we have challenges which when we overcome, we feel good, we did it. So we're not embarrassed. So the whole Bria is set up on the I of the human being. That we should feel we deserve something. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon. But when we focus, that's why we're doing it. That's called, we're looking for our own personal, to some element, it's our own personal advantage. So here, Kaisel is looking for Hechatimsa to have an element of Nefesh, have an element of Nefesh, and accomplish expressing the expression of Kedusha, of overcoming and taking the Nefesh to the world of Kedusha. The second piece. Take a look at the third piece. Bottom right. Say Ritzonichum. It's in Mission Office. Make his Ritzon like your Ritzon. Who ate to the second Ritzon? Kavim Mashalim Medavi called Ritzon of Cheshka b'Mitzvah Ma'asatayv. Person Betzim has Ritzonis. He has Ritzonis for other things. So the herb, whether I do the right or wrong, but the Ritzon needs to be addressed and made it proper. Well, there is an Ritzon to make it proper. When I take my Ritzon and I create. Direct my rotzen to mitzvah ma'asatayv. Mistabek a rotzen mekedushas Hashem Yisbarach. Why is that? Ein yachol isparad achakach avsheish rotzenus acherim gamke. If I make that my rotzen is the schaber to Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though now other rotzenus come into me, they are also directed in the right direction. Ki hakedusha shemeres a rotzen shal yiskalkol biyuchal yinezel lahalas kol rotzenus Hashem Yisbarach. Okay, so therefore, any rotzen which now develops in me, I can find a way to use it to be mischaber to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki tzorach adam lahamin, ki kol ma sheyesh b'rotzenus acherim ba'olam hem l'tzayfer. Why do Hashem make so many different things that people want? All it is a hechatimsa. All it is a hechatimsa for overcoming it, and that's it. It has no function other than that. Says that does not seem to be the correct understanding of the Sassaman says. The Russian created the Ritzonis, they have an element of type in them. So I look at a rotzen that I have. As I say, for argument's sake, you learn Mesil Shasharim, he seems to be a pretty holy Jew. So maybe he's writing for the Hechatimsa for us low lives at the beginning. But he talks about the Musa that a person has a desire for covet. So what is covet? Covet is that you have value. A person wants to know that he has value. A person wants to be told that he has value. So you want covet? Fine. What's the true covet? True covet is after 120 years you come to Olam Haba, what's your chuppah going to look like? So you think there's something bad, maybe better. I should have no time for covet at all. I should have no interest in kosh, no rotzen for covet at all. That's the best way. But now that I have a rotzen for covet, okay, no. So we got to come up with some good usage for the rotzen of covet. So we say, listen, have a rotzen for covet for Olam Haba. He says, "Kishadim loy mid kavu chermer meritzenas acher make glasses of tzana yisbarach heroi." I say, "Malak kol meritzenas asher loy tovim heima l'shem yisbarach." Okay. So let's finish up. Let's read the piece. Ve'efshe sezel shekosim hisabu tayva shoyele chotzel ema tayva. They had no tayva. Kirechokim mitayvas gashmings. L'chein oyu chaser tayvas tayva. Human beings don't come like that. We don't come. I have a tremendous taiva for toiv, but no taiva for taiva at all for gashmis. Either we're bali taiva or not bali taiva. So we came certainly when Klaisel was lamala midarach hateva, and they had no taiva for gashmis. They didn't have taiva for ruchnius either in a certain sense. It means they were the concept of taiva was nisbatel from them. That's not how we were created. So they came along with an argument that it's a good idea. So the answer is what we said before, is that you could express that the version, we could find a way to learn to have a desire to mischarbe the Kadosh Baruch. I would maybe say it like this, Chazal say Kol Gadol Bechaveri Yitzchak Elamenu, the morning Sukkah. So Mor says, where the Mor says? The Mor says that in the Maisa with Abaya, that Abaya was once saw a couple that they were a man and woman were traveling on the road, and they came in from the two directions, and they met by a street crossing. They said, "Yo, we're both going to the next city. Let's walk together." They weren't married. They were, I don't know whether the woman was a married woman or whatever. Good. So Abaya says, "There be mechav in the Devar Aver." So I should follow them and to stop them. So he followed after them, and they had a conversation the whole way. And they get to the next city. They said, it was a very pleasant time together. And they went on their own way. They didn't do any, no Aver was done, no Ma'aser Aver was done. So Abaya says, "It would have been me. It would have been Nichshol. It would have been Nichshol." The Mor says, "What's pshat? The malam lecha called God of Mechaber Yisrael God Amen." That's the Mor says. Now, we sort of have a difficulty picturing Rav Moshe Feinstein as having this tremendous taiva. Like Elie Reinhold has X amount of taiva. Rav Moshe Feinstein, Mama Poshet, he's like Poshet Kalashin for taiva. We don't picture that. So we say that's not pshat. The Gemara, the pshat is that a person smaller has the taiva for. Has Yetzirah for small things, a person who's big has Yetzirah for COVID, and more. But that's not what the Mor said. The Mor didn't say it. The Mor said that the advice is, "I would have been nichshol with this woman." And there's another Gemara, the Moral talks about, the Mor talks about the very difficult Gemara, the Moral, and Beirut Gadol talks about that there's certain, the Gemara makes an expression of the Kayach of Hoylada, that certain, that certain Tanoim and Meroyim had. In other words, the Bayo has had a tremendous kayach of Hulot, a tremendous kayach of having beer with a woman. A mud the Gemara. He says, what the Gemara is saying, is that the Rosh created a Bayo with a tremendous, he was a tremendous Baltaiva. He was a tremendous Baal Taiva. The reason why Abaya became Abaya because he was able to take the Kerech of Taiva and use it for Torah. He had a Kerech of Taiva. Abaya would not have been Abaya if he didn't have a Kerech of Taiva. What Abaya was able to take that Kerech of that he had and find a way to use that for Taiva. But if Abaya had been born like, you know, it was a Kalta Litvak, you know, with, you know, no... Abaya was from France. You know, he wasn't from Lithuania. You know, he was... he was from southern France. You know what I mean? Like, he was like, you know... We picture Abaya. It was like, you know, someone with a long kapata, a big wide brim. That was Esav, Esav was the biggest Baal Taiva that there was. The biggest Baal Kavod. But Adarav, Esav had... He was the Bechor. Handy done what he's supposed to do. He could have taken that, and he could have been the biggest tzaddik in the world also because of that. Not sure because he overcame. Because the Bereshim gave him these things, the Zaychatimsev, to know what to do and how to be mischarbed the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He didn't use it for that. Chayzer comes along and says, we don't have the time for it. So we're missing something. So that was their cheshbon, that they said, there is an element of us which is missing. The answer is, but you can't take a chance. You know, from your vantage point, you learn to express the time of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to be expressed in not wanting to take a chance of creating and damaging it. So the Asei Ritzoyna Ki Ritzoyncha means understand that you have Ritzoynus. You have tremendous Ritzoynus. And we're supposed to think and learn from those Ritzoynus that you have. How much you could use those? How much you could have a rotzen for Kadosh Baruch Hu? The Hebrew between the Gashmi and the Ruchni is the Hechatimsa. The Rosh Hashanah created the world in that way that the Hechatimsa to give us the Doichif, the Tachav, the push to accomplish that. One more for Yaskin Aaron Shloshina. So Shloshina, he didn't do anything. You know, Poshet says he didn't do anything different than what. He's commanded to do. He says, you know, it's good. So Aaron's given a direct semen from Moshe Rabbeinu. He's supposed to do X. He's like, Kaval de Gashemach, that he listened to Moshe Rabbeinu. What was the other option? I mean, Aaron Akarin's, right? The Gullah Dork, when Moshe finally comes and says, I will ask him, please, you know, I went to a Suya. Come on, this is the right thing you have to do. Please do this for me. He says, listen. Kaval de Gashemach, I listened to Moshe Feinstein and I did the right thing. Yeshavarsh ki also meiser hamitzah kol yemei chayev bekavonas v'rotzen echad. Kedera kol adam she'ascholam hisar l'toyv. The beginning, you have a tremendous element of desire to do it right. Hakach nishkemeno, but afterwards that you lose that. You did it once, you did it twice, you did it 50 times, 100 times. You know it doesn't have the same power. V'sarach lichapes hisar v'sboifen achar tamid. You have to constantly look for a new way to get excited about it. But the Vahemaski has spiled a Rishon who a Mufker. We know that. You never can get back to that first excitement. The Bar Mitzvah's Bacher is, you know, first day he puts on tefillin. The rest of your life you're trying to get back to that first that excitement of that first day putting on the mitzvah. I'm putting on tefillin. I'm so excited putting on the mitzvah tefillin. You know, the guy's 85. It's not the same, you know. Good, so he learns Musar about it, and he learns, you know, Zayir about it, you know. But it doesn't accomplish it. That is, as I said, Aaron Shloshino, which meant that he held on to that, he spiled a Rishon the whole rest of his life. There was no Shinoi in his mice. It never changed for the first time. If you're able in the world of Yashin to be have the same Shmi as it was in the beginning, Simele, every time it'll be new to you. When it's new, you get a connection to it. You get a havon in it. You get a hasag in it. You get something new every time. So that was a little Shin of Aaron. So. What's the connection between, you know, Betzim's piece can stand in itself, but just I would tie in one element of this last piece. I just think it's a beautiful piece by itself. There's tied in over here that if our goal is to learn from our kach of rotzen that we have to we were given that as a chetimsa to be mischaber to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We all feel that moment. The first time we do it, we get that. We feel that we find something the first time, something that's exciting and it's new. We have a fairly similar level of excitement for a mitzvah that we have for other things. The first time you put on tefillin, okay, it's not exactly fair, but the first time a kid, gets an upshare. I mean, the amount of excitement for the kid, for weeks beforehand, he's getting his upshare. Good. So we're more sophisticated than a 3-year-old child. We would like to believe so. But there is a moment where we have that. The challenge is that we don't know how to hold on to it. But in Gashmius, it's interesting enough, it's not necessarily so. In Gashmius, a person's taiva increases. There's a musig of, now, what does it increase? So it increases for, like Rabban says, the person indulges in taiva, so that becomes old. Shalakesh is not so exciting anymore. He wants kakashkesh instead, right? After all, kakashkesh is not so exciting anymore. He wants something else instead, right? So a person wants misava. The Rabban said, a person misava for noshim. Eventually, he'll be misava for anoshim, and that's not it. He'll be misava for a behema, right? He wants, but the because that is old. But the musa that there's a desire that the concept of desire be'etzim doesn't diminish. The person more a person indulges desire, he has desire. That was the grua, that the more a person indulges Lashon Hara, he has a desire for Lashon Hara. The more a person indulges the word B'Talim, he has a desire, he has this addiction to the word B'Talim. The Bereshit made us that there is a vehicle inside of us which allows us. So that's the Asei Ritzodik Ritzoncha, that you have to look at your Kach Rotzen and Olam Hazeh and say, I can have it Be'etzim in Yanam of Ruchnius also. That the Kach of Nefesh that the person has, the Kach of Rotzen, it's constantly a Skadish on the person. Because I'll say, Bishi Hashem on the Rotzen Messiah. He didn't say he wants another Mono, that's true. But it's not, oh, Baruch Hashem, I got every person who wins the lottery, right? What's his downfall? His downfall is that somebody comes to him and says, okay, would you like to invest in X? So he invests in X. Why is he investing in X? For the guy, he has $500 million. So I can make it a billion. Like, why should I only want $500 million? It's a thought process. We look at it and say, that doesn't make any sense. Well, boss was telling me, he says, if I win the lottery, he says, I'd go and buy these very, very basic bonds or whatever, so for my family, for myself, for my kids, grandchildren, etc. Everybody has their income, it's set for the rest of their life, and I go and do whatever. It's a thought process. Most people, but the reality is, it doesn't seem to work like that. Right? If I win the lottery, I'm going to give all this money to the stock. It doesn't seem to work like that always. Baruch Hashem, the people, right? So the kach of rotzen in the world of Gashmi never sits still. It's always redoing itself. The challenge is to do the same mice again and again and again with a new rotzen. So it's okay, good sign. I lit the menorah. So now I like the menorah plus the mizbeach. That's the Gashmi way of doing it. The Chiddush of Aaron is able to do the same mice again with each time with a new rotzen to do it. But that's when that musik exists. That musik exists. So we move from that Kleisel, the moment of leaving Mitzrayim was the Pesach, that there's a part of the human being which is pure, and that its Kiddush is to be turned the other part of the person into a world of type, that there's a place where in the goof there can be got the Ruchnius also, that is Dibur, and Pesach also used for Achila. He moved to the world that Klai wanted that opportunity, and that was Yisav Taiva, and that was a mistake on their part because there's another way of expressing it. We worked on the Kuda that a person has the Rotzen and the Ritzonus which we have. Rosh Badafka made Ritzonus in us. Badafka made Ritzonus in us because those are the things which are going to give us the energy and the strength to be
too have a type of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the final point is, we have the moments where we feel that with the full strength, and we have to find a way to maintain.